Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. As you guys know, the team lists have just dropped for the trials this weekend. The podcast before this one, we went through the Thursday and Friday night games, which of course is the New Zealand Warriors and the West Tigers. On Thursday, Friday, the Newcastle Knights, Cronulla Sharks, and the late game on Friday night, South Sydney Rabbitohs and the Manly Seagulls. Deep analysis of those squads. Guys to watch, positional analysis, what's going on with everything that's been named. Go and check that out in the podcast before this one. We're going to have a slightly shorter one here, I reckon. We've only got two games, but only three teams, because St. Helens is one of them. But the games that are being played on Saturday, the first one is at 6 p.m. Do keep in mind that before this, you will obviously have the All-Stars game. So still a full afternoon of rugby league. But the only trials you will see are these two. So the Penrith Panthers and the Parramatta Eels coming to you at 6 p.m. For the Penrith Panthers, at fullback, a guy to keep an eye on. And if you want to go and have a look at Bloke in a Bar's Instagram page, Kemby did a live reaction on YouTube as well to this guy, Isaiah Ioni. Very, very excited about him. Very talented fullback. He's moved to Ruva to the centres. They've got very, very high regard on this guy. Played, I think, flag last year, then ended up in New South Wales Cup. So, very talented guy. Did well in all grades. On the wings, Jesse McLean and Dion Amatuani. Apologies, guys, if I get any of these pronunciations wrong. Obviously, a lot of these names I haven't heard before and haven't actually heard them being said. The centres, two future stars, in my opinion. Taruva, who you've already seen at the World Cup. Very, very talented guy. And Tom Jenkins, who made his debut for the Penrith Panthers last year against the North Queensland Cowboys. Posted about him then. I'm very, very high on him. Kurt Falls at 5'8". He's on a train and trial at the moment, I believe, Kurt Falls. Partnered up by Jack Cogger, who has signed for season 2023. The Panthers obviously lost Isaiah Katoa. They lost Sean O'Sullivan. So I think Jack Cogger, he'll be the next man up with hopefully Kurt Falls. I'm hoping he gets an opportunity throughout the year. Up front, Lindsay Smith and Liam Henry. Lindsay Smith is one I'm excited about. Very talented sort of guy. Luke Somerton lines up in the nine, who I haven't seen too much of, to be honest with you. Jamin Salmon in the back row with Zach Hoskins. Matty Eisenhuth in the 13. I've already had a lot of people messaging me freaking out about this Penrith lineup. Look, you got to remember that Jamin Salmon, he started as a centre, became a 5'8", then became an edge sort of guy. Plays through the middle when he comes on the field. I wouldn't be reading too much into where he is playing. Zach Hosking, he's playing on the other edge as well. I would assume that this means Luke Garner is the front runner, which I think we already knew anyway. Matty Eisenhuth is at 13, very talented guy to be there. People are messaging me going, Tyrone Peach is not on the side, he must be in the 17. I believe, guys, he's playing in the Indigenous All-Stars, that's why Tyrone Peachy isn't in the squad, so don't freak out. On the bench, Connor Mason, Lasati, Maverick Guy, who played in the trials last year. Very talented guy, obviously the son of the great Mark Guy, MG, so keep an eye on him. On their bench, you got Jake Targo, who I believe is the younger brother. Riley Smith, jersey 24. I'm very, very high on Riley, have been for a very long time. Very nice kid, talented cricketer, fantastic footballer. He has gone with rugby league, thankfully, and I think Riley Smith, he could be the Penrith hooker in a couple of years and could be for a long time. Very talented guy. Number 24, Riley Smith. This team, despite losing Appy, they are fucking stacked for hookers. It's not even funny. As I said, in 2 or 3 years' time, if Riley Smith is the best of them, I will not be surprised in the slightest. Keep an eye on him. He'll be wearing a fluoro blue headgear. He was last year anyway, so hopefully Riley Smith gets some good minutes there. So plenty of guys in that Panthers side to watch. The two centres, you've already seen Taruva. Tom Jenkins, I'm big on him. The Penrith Panthers fullback as well. And obviously Zach Hosking coming down from the Brisbane Broncos, one to keep an eye on there. Lindsay Smith, the number 8, I like too. Let's have a look at the Parramatta Eels. Sean Russell at fullback. Obviously got an injury last year, but started the season really well. I think he came back at the end. Komalafe on one wing with Isaac Lumelu, who was obviously at the Canterbury Bulldogs last season. I think he started at the Melbourne Storm. He's found his way to Parramatta now. Samuel Loizo and Zach Sini popping up. The Cougar in the centres for the Parramatta Eels. Jordan Rankin lines up at 5'8". And Jake Arthur, he'll be handed the keys at 7. Jordan Rankin played their reserve grade last year. I think he actually captain coached them in one game, which is pretty rare nowadays. You remember Jordan Rankin, he was the 16-year-old that debuted for the Gold Coast Titans in, I want to say, 2008. I'd be around 2008, I reckon, maybe 2010, around that mark. So Jordan Rankin's still doing the damn thing. Great to see. Up front for the Parramatta Eels, Ovahigi Ogden and Kai Rodwell. Ogden obviously came from the Canterbury Bulldogs, got himself in a bit of curry over the last 2 years, but back playing first grade. Kai Rodwell, a country kid that has come through the South Sydney Rabbitohs, has since made a move to the Parramatta Eels. Really good guy. Hopefully he can sort of kick on there. And Josh Hodgson, named in the 9. Good to see. I'm very keen to see how Josh Hodgson goes. Sean Lane will feature in this one with Momasia on the right edge. Interesting. A lot of talk about Jack Murchie and these sort of guys. Momasia, he is the real smoker. Probably not a great sign that he's named in this game, but we'll see what he can do. And in the 13, Ryan Madison, of course, will not play until I think it's round 4 of the NRL season. Obviously, he chose to take the fine over the suspension. One of the great bed shits of all fucking time. Tried to overturn it. The NRL said no, which I think is 100% fair by the NRL. So Matto, he will try and get a bit of match fitness in during these games. On the bench, Matt Dory, I think you'll see him eventually come onto the right edge. So keep an eye on him and Momasia fighting out for that spot. Mitch Rain on the bench. Greg, who's obviously been around a little bit, been at the Cowboys, now at Parramatta, very talented front rower. And Makatoa, who was fantastic last year as well. Guys on their bench, Luca Moretti. I coached him when he was about 14 or 15. I think when Luca Moretti was in year 12, he made Australian Schoolboys League and Union. Very rare feat. So very talented guy, Moretti. Was at the Roosters. They let him go. He's been at Parramatta for 2 years now. Just needs to put it together, so hopefully he can. Assi, who is named in this side despite pulling out of the All-Stars game, I believe. So that's an interesting one there. Hayes Dunster, Jack Murchie, Brendan Hands, and in jersey 28, Junior Borlo there as well. So, keep an eye whether he plays or not. God knows. Brendan Hands is a pretty talented little player as well. Keep an eye on him. But obviously, you've got Jack Murchie, Matt Dory, and Momasia, guys fighting out for that right edge spot. So, a bit to watch when it comes to this Parramatta trial. And Hayes Dunster and Sean Russell fighting out for a wing spot, I think. So, and I'm keen to see how Jacob Arthur goes. Another season under his belt. Keen to see how he handles this side. Guys, that is the Penrith Panthers and the Parramatta Eels, which is 6 p.m. Sydney time on Saturday. The second game, interesting one. We've got Dragons and St. Helens coming in from Wynn Stadium at 8:05 p.m. So you'll go All Stars into Battle of the West into this one. Look, the Dragons, they are playing St. Helens. It's not like it's a World Club challenge. It's just another game for St. Helens. So the Dragons haven't put out a full-strength side, obviously. Fullback Trey Stewart, I've heard some good things about him through Dragon circles, so keep an eye on him. Obviously, you have got Tyrell Sloan, who is playing in the All Stars game. Fagai, who was on the wing, very talented guy. Matthew, very keen to see him this year. The centers are full strength. Moses Sully, Zach Lomax, as are the wingers, Ravalawa. So I think this is exactly how the Dragons will line up as far as their back five goes, except Trey Stewart. He will be out for Tyrell Sloan. In the 5'8 jersey, Mulison, I haven't seen him play. Connor, so apologies if I got pronunciation wrong. And Mosen Bai will be handed the keys to this team in the 7, which is a worry. Up front, Francis Molo and Blake Laurie with Jacob Little in the 9. Ben Murdoch, Masilla on one edge, Billy Burns on the other edge, and our boy Jaden Hunt in the 13 jersey. On the bench, Tau Tau Moga, Max Fagai, Michael Molo, Joshua Corrick. Guys on the extended bench, Sione Finau is there. Sione Finau is there. Josh Cook, interesting. I'm going to have to do some research, see that if that is the hooker from Canterbury and South Sydney. I know he didn't have a club at the end of last year, so that might be him. An interesting one there, because the Dragons, they don't have too many hookers. So Josh Cook, I've always backed him in. I've always thought he's very talented, so hopefully he can do well. Now, there's a couple of guys here that I've heard very good things about, so I'll go through them as far as the Dragons go. Trey Stewart, I obviously mentioned him. Good to see Ben Murdoch-Masilla starting. Good to see Billy Burns, came from the Panthers to the Dragons. Talented guy. Jaden Hunt, though, keep an eye on him. 13 for the Dragons. If he plays good minutes here, his work rate is fucking incredible. He gets through a stack of work, Jaden Hunt. Doesn't have a stack of upside, but he will get through a heap of work. Other guys, Joshua Corrick, I haven't seen too much of Jersey 17, but I know a lot of Dragons fans hold him in very high regard, so hopefully we get to see a little bit of him. And Josh Cook, as I said to you guys as well. Jackson Sherub, I've heard good things about too. Toby Couchman as well. So a couple of guys that are floating around this Dragon system that have got some ability. We know the Dragons, they've always got good youngsters. It's just a matter of holding on to them, which has been the biggest issue.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now, I'll just go through the Saints side quickly for some guys you guys may know. Jack Welsby, who was a star in the World Cup. Tommy Makinson, who was also a star in the World Cup. Mark Percival and Will Hopewade returns to Australia for the first time in a while, playing in the centres. Jonathan Bennison on one wing. Johnny Lomax at 5'8", talented guy, with Lewis Dodd in the 7 jersey. I haven't seen Dodd play, so can't just see him go round. Front row, one of the best players in the Super League, Walmsley, with Matty Lees, another very talented guy, with James Roby, the King of Kings, lining up in the 9 jersey, the Cameron Smith of the Super League. Played about 1,000 games, so always keen to see James Roby play, very talented guy. In the back row, Sione Matatia returns, playing in the back row for Saints. Joe Batchelor partners him, and then Morgan Knowles in the 13. On their bench, an extended bench, couple of familiar names, Joey Lussick, Curtis Sirinen, Ignatius Parsi, who else have we got? Connie Harrell is back as well, he'll be wearing jersey 23. I wouldn't be surprised if you see some changes to this Saints side, but yeah, a couple of former Aussies and Kiwis, Conrad Harrell, obviously lining up for them. So a heap to watch in those two games. Stay tuned this afternoon, guys. We will be going through the last four games. The four games for Sunday afternoon, they are the Melbourne Storm, the Sydney Roosters, the Canberra Raiders and the Canterbury Bulldogs, the North Queensland Cowboys and the Dolphins, and, of course, the Brisbane Broncos and the Gold Coast Titans as well. So plenty more to come this afternoon on the Rugby League Guru podcast, a deep dive into all these squads that have been dropped by the NRL teams this afternoon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.